welcome to our first episode of our new podcast, Stirring the Pot. I am your co-host today, Stephanie Medina. I'm the communications manager for Flagship Culinary Services.
And I'm Adam Weiner. I'm the director of culinary training and development for Flagship Culinary Services.
And we're here today and hopefully many days moving forward to keep the conversation going, have some special guests perhaps about food, corporate dining, culinary services, and everything in that realm.
Wonderful. So today I want to start talking about hospitality, because to be honest, hospitality is my favorite subject. So let's start with that first.
This is true. Yes. We've been talking a lot about hospitality lately.
Everything we do at Flagship Culinary Services relates to hospitality. That's why we're here.
Yep.
That's what we do. And our job is to provide great service, great food to everybody who comes walking into that door. And our goal, which we achieve, is to give them better food and better service than what they could get if they went out for breakfast, lunch, or dinner around the campuses where they work.
Great. Yes. And how... Okay, so there's two folds, right, to this from what I've been learning from you on this topic. It is not only just food, it's service, correct?
If food and service have to go hand in hand, if the food is really great and the front of the house is snarky, for want of a better word, to everybody who walks in, the food won't taste good.
Got it, yeah. I mean, I think we can all remember a dining experience we've had that maybe wasn't so great and versus one that was exceptional, and you know, places we'll definitely be going back. So
it's hand in hand. You've got to give great food, you've got to give great service to every single person, every single meal that you do.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Okay. So this, shifting gears a little bit, but I was walking in here to do this and somebody brought this to my attention that you're doing something crazy in our new hire orientation about jumping on a table and something about how that relates to hospitality. And I can't quite put the two and two together.
I was afraid you were going to bring that up. So a couple months ago, I started talking at all the new hire orientations, and I'm talking about hospitality. And what I have everybody do is pull out their cell phones, and I ask them to look up for me what the international symbol for hospitality is. And in fact, why don't you pause your cell phone or pause this podcast and look at your cell phone and look that up.
All right, I'm looking.
And what do you get?
Pineapple.
The international symbol for hospitality for several hundred years has been the pineapple. And so what I do is to show everybody how I really believe in hospitality is I wear my pineapple socks to the new hire orientations. Well, the first time I did this, we were doing a video conference with the San Francisco office as well, and they complained they couldn't see my socks. So I literally lay down on one of the tables and waved my leg back and forth in front of the camera. And that's become kind of an urban legend. Okay. And now when I go in to speak to the group, somebody will say to me, are you really going to jump on a table and wave your leg around? And the answer is yes, because hospitality is that important. We've got to remember it. Everything we do, and my pineapple socks is a great way for me to remember that everything's about hospitality.
Yes. Well, that's one way to definitely do hospitality from your head to your toes. So commitment. I like it. Okay. So are you doing anything outside of a new orientation to promote hospitality and your passion behind it and its importance around here?
Well, we're going to do a hospitality roadshow. So starting at the end of February and hopefully completing by the end of July, I'm going to go to all of our sites and talk with everybody individually about the importance of hospitality. We're going to hit up everybody so they know that it's really quite important what we do. We're going to do some practice examples, and we're just going to take a moment to appreciate how great we are and what we do. We really do an amazing job of it. We're going to give some appreciation for that, and we're going to just do a little practice and review and make hospitality our focus and everything.
I like that. and a roadshow. So I'm picturing, is it a Winnebago? Is it a convertible? What kind of roadshow are we talking?
I'm talking with Guy Fieri to see if he'll let me borrow his red Camaro. And let's see what we can do. Let's get that done. It'd be really fun to drive around the country in that.
Yes, seriously. Okay, cool. All right, well, let's wrap things up today with one final question I have for you. And that would, if you had to summarize hospitality in one phrase or a few words, how would you do that?
Well, what I teach people is that the way to give the best service, the way to make the best food, is to think about that you're providing that service or that food to your grandparents. And I want people to be able to say, grandmother, grandfather, I made this dish for you, and I'm proud of it. Grandmother, grandfather, welcome to my dining room. I'm so proud of the service I could give you today. And that's what everybody should strive for. Would they be willing to give it to their grandparents and say, I'm proud of it?
Okay, I like that. I didn't know where you're going with that at first, but nice ending. Yeah, that definitely is a good perspective and food for thought. All right. Well, I think that wraps up episode one. So thank you everyone for listening. And we hope you will tune in again for more Stirring the Pot with myself and Chef Adam. Bye-bye.